This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome back. The first broadcast of the week, the Robert Scott Bell Show, syndicated by GCN all over the country, all over the world at robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here. Those of you who have been longtime listeners to the show know that we cover healing issues. I cover healing issues, not only from a physical standpoint, but from emotional and mental. We even cover economic issues and political issues. Yeah. And ultimately spiritual issues, because I believe that we are spiritual beings having human experiences on this planet. One of my friends, the proverbial brother from another mother, we've known each other for 30 years at least. He's originally from Germany, and he's now in the United States, and we've been friends for so long, and we've gone through so many adventures together. It's wonderful what we've experienced in this lifetime. Rolf Christian, if I give all of his names, we'll never be able to do an interview because it's long. But Rolf Christian, or Rolf, people know him as, and I have been keenly watching your career, Rolf, because you have been engaged in the banking industry, in an area where I've talked about for some years, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and specifically where you are the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, with special emphasis on the economies of Russia, Ukraine, and other parts of the Eastern European area. And that gives you a special knowledge that is unique when I want to talk about the Ukraine-Russia conflict and how it impacts the entire globe, the entire world economy as well, as well as you and I know we are on a spiritual journey together too. And to put perspective on it, not because our intent is never to frighten people, but really to help empower and give perspective to people about things that I acknowledge can be scary. I look at the war there, I'm like, oh, really? And I called you, RC, a little while ago. I said, Rolf, I'm just... the war. Enough with war. Can we ever learn and get beyond war? So that's the opening, as I want to bring you on the show today. And I thank you for being here with me to discuss very volatile topics.
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. And just to start off with, this is really more about spiritual freedom than about war. It's a warring planet. But frankly, what really makes this place special is the people in it. We had the fortune or misfortune to meet and work with many politicians, which is an experience that makes you lose faith in mankind. And I had the great pleasure of meeting personally people from many, many cultures in countries that where no one wants to go on holiday to. And that really helped me to regain the belief in mankind and its future. So, yes, we are dealing with people, and some people that have a lot of power, they have a tendency to allow that power to corrupt them. And those that don't have that power, like people like you and me, we are making more of an effort to build than to take and to destroy. And let's talk about that a bit. Why did I actually move to America? It was a desire for freedom. And having had my experience for 19 years in the former Soviet Union and its empire after its collapse in the early 90s, I could see what socialism does to people and what socialism does to government and what it does to freedom. And unfortunately, there are strong forces in the United States that are trying to recreate a socialist paradise that actually resembles more like the lands of Mordor in The Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually quite interesting because my first experience was really as quite a young person. When I had the ability to go to Eastern Europe and Eastern Germany, which was still communist. And the interesting thing is, the moment I crossed the border, it was like the color had been drained out of nature, out of the people, out of the architecture, out of the emotions and the feelings and the atmosphere and of the whole place. And Germany was really a little paradise and great quality of life. And Eastern Germany should have been the same, just maybe a bit more restrained, but it was a totally different quality. And when we experienced the events of the opening of the wall, we were actually in Berlin. I was in Berlin. And when the Iron Curtain broke, there were all these people that were flooding through the wall. And they had two things in common. All the men, they had light blue anoraks, and all the women, they had pink anoraks. It was really...
Wait, anoraks? What do you mean, anoraks?
An anorak is a bit like a jacket.
Okay.
A jacket that usually only geeks wear, because it's so extremely unfashionable. And the reason for that was simply that the government decides what you were allowed to wear. So there was a choice of one for the men and a choice of one for the women. And this is one thing that that strong governments do. They take away choices. And so what you see that you are being told, first with gentle threats and in the end with the full weight of the law, what to do, what to buy, what to wear, what to say. And particularly the freedom of speech is something that is so valuable to allow expression and sharing of what we have to give as individuals. Each one of us is unique, and I can't wait to hear different opinions and different insights from other people. This is what makes life worthwhile.
I agree. I mean, I've enjoyed that so much, Rolf, when we traveled around Europe. And I do remember, correct me if I'm wrong, we traveled through Austria, and we crossed over into a formerly Eastern Bloc nation. And I remember the town
Czech Republic.
Yeah. And we went to Brunn, B-R-N, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it had just fallen recently. And it was like a very strange energy I've never felt before in my lifetime going there. And it was like the people were lost. It had just opened up, like the black and white movie just became colorized and people were looking around and not sure what was happening, what to do, freedom, what is this, right? It was a very strange, strange energy I felt. But it was a good thing, but it was still coming out of being living in overt tyranny for, at that point, decades.
Yes, absolutely. There were two events I just want to share. First of all, when I drove along the country road, there was something really, really strange. There were the whole entire roadside, for miles to the horizon, was full of young girls. Teenage girls, 13, 14, 15, 16 year olds, in very short dresses. And they had just come out of school. And I didn't quite understand what's going on. They're waiting for the bus, but they're all over the street, isn't there? There's no bus stop there. And later I found out actually they were all offering themselves for prostitution to Westerners with dollars and with German marks at the time. So this was the desperation really after the total self-destruction of these communist countries. It leads to complete anarchy. And then in Russia you had very similar situations where literally public law and order broke down. And that led to something where you had shootouts and open battles on the streets. And in the end, the chaos was so great and the devastation and the poverty that people desire to have a very strong state again. And this is where Putin comes in. You need a really strong man to take over the country and to give law and order. So people, really in Russia particularly, they wanted stability, and that's why they were desperate to have a dictator. There are downsides to that, and we will talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to freedom, there were two events I want to share. Number one, there was this couple that actually was sitting from Eastern Germany. They were sitting in the cafe, and we were chatting away on the neighboring table. And this couple was, one was bending forward, whispering into the man's ear, and then the man was moving forward and whispering in the woman's ear, and she was whispering in his ear, and backwards and forwards. And we didn't really understand what was wrong. Couldn't they speak? And it turned out, really, they were absolutely scared to speak openly and to be overheard.
Mm.
Now, this is something, I'm mentioning that because I've noticed that in America, we are getting close to that. When I'm, for instance, talking about something related to masks, to COVID, people I'm with are telling me, be quiet, make sure no one overhears you, we are in a restaurant.
Or election fraud.
Yeah, election fraud, hilarious.
Yeah.
So no, don't mention the elephant in the room, because you might get attacked. And this is when fear creeps in. Fear is the antidote to freedom. And so the thing is, then you have the factor of fear in there. And the moment you do not dare to express yourself anymore.
Hmm.
Then the individuality goes down the drain, and you are just trying to be an adjusted individual. And this is also what's happening in the United States, where you are being told what to say and what to
do. Christian, did you hear about this? The Department of Homeland Security under the Biden administration has established a ministry of truth, if you will.
That's beautiful, yeah.
To arbitrate whether something is information or misinformation.
Yeah. So this ministry of misinformation will tell a lot of people that do not want to, that are too scared to have their own opinion, what is left, what is right, what is up, what is down. And as we can trust, they will do the exact opposite. And now that this really beggars a question. What should we do as individuals? Because we are pretty powerless as individuals. We don't have any army at our disposal, and we want to retain our freedom. And I personally find my freedom starts inside myself. Not allowing myself to be scared. And this was one of the experiences I had in Russia. I had to deal with organized crime lords and politicians. And the technique always was, you go into the meeting with something that scares them. You have to have something against them that makes them want to talk to you and be willing to negotiate. And this is also something that the Ukrainians know. You have to negotiate from a position of strength. Otherwise, you're dead. And how power is expressed in public was really nice one day when I looked out of the window when in Moscow, and I saw this beautiful young woman in her high heels crossing the road on a zebra crossing. And there was this Mercedes S-Class, black limousine, tinted windows, driving towards her, and it never stopped.
Oh, no. Hold that thought. We got to take a break. I want to find out what happened here and why. We're talking with my good friend Rolf Christian, and his experience in Eastern Europe, Russia, Ukraine is very important right now as it relates to freedom or threats to freedom and more. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, special edition, in fact. We're talking about not just Russia-Ukraine, but really understanding the culture, what has happened in the Iron Curtain and the lifting of it. The culture is so different. You were describing how you have to interact from a position of power, even fear, to begin to negotiate. And you were describing a woman in Moscow crossing the road in a, you know, one of those big black Mercedes S-Class heading toward her and not stopping. Does this go where I think it goes?
It did exactly where you think it goes. It literally crashed into her. She was bowled over the hood of the car, rolling onto the street and crashing down with her handbag all splattered out, and the car just kept driving. Didn't stop a second, didn't change its speed for a second. And this is what power does. If you have power, you do not stop. You drive over people without any regard. And this is one thing that we have to remember in America. We cannot permit people in power, whether it's local government, whether it's federal government or anyone else in power, to just drive over us. Mm. And she just scrambled up and just crawled to the other side of the street.
Oh my.
And I had another experience just literally the next day where another Mercedes S-Class drove into a heavily populated, pedestrianized sidewalk. And there were probably about 50, 60 people walking, just plowed into them, and like bowling pins, they were flying left and right.
Oh, my gosh.
And this is basically normal behavior. And people are scared of people in power. So that when we had to discuss critical issues in the office, no one said a thing. And then I offered private consultations, and suddenly everyone signed up for it. And I had one-to-one talks where we could discuss real issues. Another thing is, if you want to know what's going on, I had to actually hand out little papers. People write down the issues. I collect the papers, mix them up, and then we have a neutral discussion about someone else's issues.
Wow.
Just to protect people from being destroyed.
And this ties back into what you mentioned before, being in that cafe, and those that lived under East German, the Iron Curtain, Russian, tyranny, were afraid to speak even after it lifted. They were still in that habit of, let's whisper to each other because we don't know who's listening and what could happen to us.
Absolutely. And this is one thing that I loved about America, that people here are able to smile. And I just tell you what happened when you smile in Russia. I was walking to a conference, and I was just leaving the building, but here came two more businessmen, and I actually opened the door to them, and I smiled at them. The next thing that happened was hilarious. They literally stumbled backwards. Their faces went pale. They were absolutely scared and terrified and frozen. And I waved them in, and they were even more terrified. And then in the end, I just gave up, and I just walked through the door.
Yeah.
And later I talked to a Russian colleague and said, oh, yeah, no, that was not a good idea. You absolutely terrified them. You can't do that here.
Wow.
You did two things. You smiled. And the second thing is you opened the door to them. The only person that would do that would be a KGB agent. They're now called FSB.
Mm-hmm.
When they have something against you and you're
welcoming you into an interrogation of some kind.
Yes, they have something against you.
Wow.
And they have something that will end your life very soon. And the smile indicates the joy they will have in interrogating you. And so that, by smiling, is not very common in Russia, because either they think you're a complete imbecile or you have murderous intentions. And
wow.
You just can't.
That's a cultural scenario that very few in the West, in America particularly, would have any concept of, or Canada for that matter, that you had witnessed firsthand and saw that. And in business dealings, in big banking and big money dealings, we come back around to the Putin issue. You mentioned that Russia really wanted, the people of Russia wanted a strong leader because it had descended into chaos. There was no law. There was nothing going on. And they needed a strong, powerful leader to kind of rein everything in.
Yes, I want to share another story about that. I had this very young and very attractive Russian lady, lawyer, and I was always very friendly to them, which is something really unusual. You do not do that in Russia, and unless you want something from them. But I didn't. I was just really being my normal self. And at some point, in the middle of the office, she felt so comfortable, she took her shirt off to change it, because she had to go out for the evening. So in the office. And I looked at her back. I don't know if anyone has seen Outlander, but when Jamie takes his shirt off, there was a similar sight. So basically, there were massive scars on her back. Not just one or two or three or four. There were a whole array of huge scars going from left to right across the back.
Well, hold that thought. Again, we got to take a break here. My good buddy Ralph Christie used to be with the EBRD, got some information culturally and historically and politically about Russia, Ukraine, and more, as we talk also spiritual freedom today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks for being here. Share the show, robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says 300 women and children have been rescued from a steel plant in Mariupol. In a late-night video, President Zelensky saying efforts were still underway to rescue the Ukrainian fighters trapped inside the plant, but said it would be extremely difficult. Three United States tourists have died at a resort in the Bahamas after falling ill. Officials of the Atlantic Island Nation confirmed, and another was airlifted to a hospital for treatment.
A lady was seen at the clinic and subsequently flown into New Providence. She is at the Princess Margaret Hospital receiving care.
Health Minister Michael Darville speaking to Eyewitness News Bahamas. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper issued a statement saying police are investigating and the cause of death was unknown, though foul play was not suspected. USA Radio News. New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York subway. The Brooklyn judge returned the two-count indictment against Frank James Friday. As a result, the 62-year-old James now faces the additional charges of carrying out a terrorist attack against a mass transit system. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
As I say on the Robert Scott Show, anything is up for discussion. We talk healing on all levels, and we're a little bit geopolitical here with my good friend Rolf Christian, who I've known for 30 years, and we've traveled some of the world together as well. A great friend and a man with great insight and historical context and knowledge as well, which I'm always fascinated talking with you, Rolf, about those things. And today we get a chance to let the world know about some of your experiences working at the Eastern Bank for Reconstruction and Development, which means you were kind of over Russia, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, and saw a lot of things that we've not seen or not heard about in the news here in the West at all. And your latest bringing up befriending somebody in Russia, and she takes her shirt off just nonchalantly to change, and you see scars all over her back. What is the context of what happened with her? Do you know?
So she turned around and looked at me, and she noticed that she needed to give me an explanation. And she said, "This was my father, and I adore my father." And that was really creepy.
Mm.
But this is representing the Russian psyche, that the word terrible is actually a glorification, a word of adoration. If you really adore someone, it would be someone who is really terrible.
Mm.
Because for whatever, for historical reasons, they really only feel safe if they have a terrible father figure, whether it's the real father or the political father, to protect them from something even worse.
Wow.
From each other. And then I asked one of the Russians, what are you scared of? There are no Mongols anymore around that raided your country 800 years ago. Mm-hmm. What are you scared of? And he said, actually, we are scared of each other. The very moment we are losing this terrible tyrant that is holding everything together by threat and reward, we are going to be at each other's throat and just ripping each other apart. And that's why we know how corrupt the government is. We know how scary it is, but we need that to keep us safe from each other.
Wow. Again, this is something that is not, I would almost say, inconceivable for anybody that's lived and worked and grew up in America or much of the Western world to have a perspective on life like you're describing in Russia coming out of the Soviet Union and then the chaos that ensued in the fall of the Soviet Union and then looking for that. Why would somebody want a Putin to lead them? And you're, you know, giving perspective on the ground level to recognize that there would be inevitably civil war. People would be ripping each other apart. They fear each other. Again, that's not a concept that is common to those of us that grew up outside of maybe mafiosa gangster type culture in America.
Yeah, and what is the connection to the United States? You see, it is really, really important to have this amendment that protects our right to bear arms because it allows us to protect ourselves. Because I remember in Germany, we used to have a government that actually used to do its work. And if you have that, just give it time. Yeah. And the government will self-destruct and become really just a cancer and a plague rather than someone who helps you. But at the time, people didn't see the need to bear arms because the police would be there in 4.5 minutes. They had strict enforcement of laws and they would be able to lock people away. A few decades later in Germany, they have basically, the punishment is almost non-existent. They're instantly released again.
Mm-hmm.
And the police waits until the whole ordeal is over. And they're really just there to take notes. So, but by this point, it's too late because everyone has given up their arms. So, and in Russia, it is similar. They are so scared and so, feel so helpless and hopeless that they're relying on a super powerful state to survive, for their survival. And this is why it's so important that our own freedom and our own safety is never delegated to the government. Because it creates a state that is devoid of love and care, just full of people that actually have no accountability in front of the law. And this, we are talking about civil servants.
Yeah. Well, and we're seeing
total power.
What you're describing, Rolf Christian, is something we're seeing in the United States, particularly from the political left. The lack of prosecution of criminals, right? The bringing them right back out on the streets to do more crime, and the argument that people shouldn't have the right or ability to defend themselves, that they should remain victims and just, you know, hide or run or don't run and just do whatever they want to do and then, you know, thank them. So we're seeing evidence of a desire to move in that direction by certain aspects of the political left in America.
And see, in order to drive people into the arms of an all-powerful government, you have to create a crisis, like the completely orchestrated racial riots we had just before the elections. Because in my view, the racial relations have never been as good as they were just before they were incited by the media and by the left party, the Democratic Party. And the whole point was to create a scenario of unrest that would make it easier to overturn the government and take away people's freedom.
Mm.
And the thing is that I personally have a background with African culture. Mm. I was married for 16 years together with an African doctor, which I met on one of my travels. I have been traveling the world, many continents, during development aid project and other missions. And we have two children. And two children, they're half Ghanaian, half German. And yes, I have experienced racism. I'll just give you one example. In Minnesota, actually, my black wife and myself, we went into a saloon, a pub. It was empty. There was one young waitress there, and the kitchen was cooking and steaming, so ready to be serving the guests. And we were the only ones. And so I ordered something. I waved my hand and talked to the waitress that was about 2 feet away from me, cleaning the neighboring table. And she totally ignored me, as if I did not exist. And I kept calling, talking, and not shouting, but actually waving to her. And she completely ignored me waving my hands in front of her eyes about 2-3 feet. And it was so bad, we had to actually get up and leave. It was non-violent, but it was super unpleasant and nasty.
Mm.
But that was about 25 years ago, yeah. And I totally understand the feelings that people of color have when it comes to police encounters. But it is very important to hold civil servants accountable, but it's also important to allow them to do their job properly.
Mm.
So the accountability should not be to the government, which is totally unaccountable, but to the a committee that is made of citizens and people that have an interest in that.
Some sort of oversight on a local level, right?
Yes, local level, exactly. You're serving the community.
Mm-hmm.
But not what they're doing right now here also in Colorado. They want to introduce the ability for every single person to sue a policeman. There's no protection. Only, I think, the first $25,000. And that's...
You remember when, was it a couple of years ago, I was out in Colorado and I was speaking at a freedom event, a freedom rally.
I remember,
and
yeah.
We met that sheriff from one of the counties in Colorado, and he said,
indeed.
Yeah, it's going to be a disaster if they allow anybody to sue a police officer for anything. It becomes impossible to do their job, and therefore you have the chaos ensuing and crime, and then more demand for government intervention, and they'll want a powerful leader to take over and eliminate our ability to care for ourselves and protect ourselves. Yeah, yeah.
So the idea is very simple: create chaos, create fear, create mayhem, and have people beg you to take power
right. And
to take away their freedom. And so you protect them from the very threat that you created in the first place.
Although you'll acknowledge there's pushback in the United States where the Second Amendment is part of our DNA. And so it's not as easy to have a crisis, real or imagined, and then have people just say, okay, that's it, I'm giving up my guns. So it's a unique belief system that's here in America and not necessarily anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for nations. So everyone told the Ukraine, you do not need arms. It's a country neighboring Russia. Similar culture, but actually quite distinct. And there were three countries when the Ukraine was created after the collapse of the Soviet Union. It split from Russia, and the Russian government guaranteed their safety and security forever. The American government did the same, and the British government. And all three of them completely broke their promise. And the intention was that they give up their arms, which was the 60 nuclear warheads they had. They wish they had not given them up.
Mm.
And then basically the big fish eats the little fish. And then I sometimes have people, particularly on the conservative side, who tell me, why, I think Russia is our friend. We should be supporting them. And there are two things I say here. The fact that Putin hated Hillary more than he hated Trump doesn't mean that he is a good person. He was just taking revenge for the indignities inflicted upon him by the Obama government. But it doesn't mean by any means that he has our interest and our freedom at his heart. Absolutely not. And the second thing is that we're dealing with a clear-cut invasion. So we have a burglary scenario, and I'm rooting for the homeowner. There's absolutely no doubt who has invaded whom. And yes, there are U.S. bioweapon laboratory and production facilities in the Ukraine. But guess what? Look, you can't blame the Ukraine, because the only way to get protection from Russia was to sign up to the Team America,
right,
and do what they tell them to do.
Yeah, so but
people
Biden,
that are running these labs is, yeah, are the Americans, not the Ukrainians.
So. Right, but Biden, the Biden regime, as I call them, goaded Putin into invasion.
I'm not 100%.
Putin's not without blame here, but I'm saying that I think if Trump were president, this would not have happened. That's just
I totally agree. Yeah. And I give you the reason why. Last summer, Joe Biden did something unspeakable. He crossed the red line. It was agreed and adhered to by all presidents before that Ukraine would not be invited into NATO. And he offered that invitation, and it was accepted. So it was just a matter of time before their neighbor would join a hostile military union. And it's a bit like Canada joining the Russian Federation.
Exactly. I asked people in America to think about this, if China came in. Canada invited China to do a kind of a global defense posture with China, and Chinese troops now go into Canada. How would we react in the United States? And so it's unreasonable to say Russia was not going to be goaded into doing something about it when suddenly the buffer of Ukraine was eradicated, or would have been eradicated.
And it actually went beyond that. Biden actually, in the communication, the Russians kept asking for seven months, again and again and again, please withdraw that offer, withdraw that offer. They refused to do that. And then Biden went further and he said, oh, by the way, you know, we are about to really, really arm them with modern weapons, but we're not going to defend them. If you would be getting really upset and wanted to invade them, we would just stand
right
by.
Ahead.
We would
all
not
right.
do, absolutely, we would not do anything.
Stand
we
by.
We would not intervene.
Ursi,
and
we
this was really coding him.
Yeah, exactly. The setup was there. What's the purpose? What's the end game, if there is one? Rolf Christian will join us in the second, the next segment. We'll cover that. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, upcoming events and things. Look, we're talking about very serious geopolitical issues when we talk Russia, Ukraine, United States, and all of that. Well, Kristen, and we've just mentioned how the Biden administration, I mean, if they wanted a war, they got one. And Putin was trying to say, hey, back off, and it didn't happen. So the question is, what is the agenda here? Where does this go? Do we have any hope of the future? Because there's a lot that's, you know, again, talking war, acknowledge the scare and the fear, although we're not trying to leave people in that state.
I mean, first of all, what was interesting, at the same time, there was a missive from the Chinese government to the Russian government telling them, do not allow yourself to be pulled into a war. Do not allow yourself to be provoked. Because the economic destruction will be terrible. You will be suffering devastating economic losses.
Mm-hmm.
But Putin, because of his ego, he actually fell for that trap. And you have to remember one thing. Ukraine was such a corrupt country and economically ruined that even Angela Merkel refused to touch it and denied entry to the European Union. Although extremely hopeless country in the Balkans were actually invited to join. And so there's absolutely nothing to gain for Putin there at all. It's only a loss-making business. But his ego was hurt and wounded, and he was goaded into that attack.
Mm.
So now this thing has escalated. The Ukrainians are very rebellious people, and they have been fighting back in ways that are unimaginable for Westerners, that actually start bursting into tears when someone uses the wrong pronoun on them.
Yeah.
And they are suffering indignities and cruelties and threats that go right to the very extinction of their existence and their civilization. Their entire culture is at stake. So there have been this gigantic army, by some considered to be the most dangerous army on the planet, has been beaten back and held back And it is so bad that actually they had to double the size of the army. They just added another 180,000 recruits, plus all the veterans of the last 10 years had to be put in the army, plus people from all the satellite nations. And they keep losing soldiers by the thousands and by the tens of thousands. And the question is, we are at a crossroads right now. What does it mean for the future? There is a risk that this war escalates when Putin manages to break through to NATO borders. The weak part of NATO is really the Romanian border. And if he manages to get there, he would finally have the rich pickings that he doesn't get in the Ukraine. The former Russian Prime Minister and President Medvedev, he fantasized and said publicly, "I have this dream that Russia will rule Eurasia from the shores of Portugal in Lisbon to Vladivostok in eastern Siberia." So they basically have definitely the intention to conquer the entirety of Europe, but do they have the ability? Doubtful. Now, from personal sources, I know from the Ukrainian government and the secret agency information they have, they expect that if they make progress against the Russian army, that they will retaliate with a tactical nuclear strike. And then the West, in turn, has to do something. But rather than another nuclear retaliation, they are likely to destroy some very valuable military targets on the Russian side. Mm. And this, then, they hope, will be the beginning of proper negotiations for peace. Mm. So there are several scenarios, a world war or a tactical nuclear strike followed by peace talks. So where that will go, we do not know. And if Putin wants to continue this war, then he has to do a general draft to add another 20 million soldiers or so.
Wow.
But it's a wake-up call for Europe, and American soldiers will be drawn into this the moment they cross NATO borders. They're already training Ukrainians on site.
Yeah.
Thanks to Joe Biden, he revealed that in one of his press conferences. And so, yes, they are active. But again, it's your children here in America that are being affected by that completely unnecessary war created by a government that, again, uses this war to run an environmental scheme, saying, give up your oil because Russian oil is evil. Give up your petrol cars. Stop heating your houses. Have solar panels there. Just to tell you, the green agenda is another agenda to scare people into government control.
Right, to give up what semblance of freedom they might believe or perceive they have left. Rolf Christian, we're out of time for the first hour of the show. We're going to take this discussion off the air for those that want to follow on. And we're going to get into some spiritual places of upliftment through this all as well. Tune in at robertscottbell.com and you'll have access to it. Thanks to our patron supporters to make this possible as well. We've got a whole other hour of healing on different topics coming up. But thank you for being here, and the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.